We mentioned toward the end last week when we were talking about returns for the month of October, you mentioned the returns on the F and the S, and it occurs to me that when we have these conversations, we focus now somewhat on the L funds, but a lot on the G fund, which is the Treasury securities. We focus on the C fund, which is the index of the S&P 500, and we focus on the I fund, which is an index of international stocks and exchanges, and not as much on the S and the F. And I wonder if that's really the case throughout account holders, whether they're paying attention to the S and the F.
Well, they are, but in lower numbers than at least two of the other funds that you indicated. As of the end of October, the G fund had $129 billion in it. The C fund had almost $66 billion in it. The F fund comes in at $19 billion, the S fund at $21 billion, and the I fund, actually, although it gets a fair amount of attention, it's not drawing a huge number of funds or a huge amount of funds, $15 billion there.
Oh, so maybe I should rejigger my priority list when I'm talking to you.
Well, I like the F fund, though, because it's, like you said, the F for forgotten fund. although if you talk to investment advisors, they'll tell you never to forget your bond component.
Yeah.
That will help you, and one of the reasons why is it moves differently than stocks and gives you true diversification as a result of that. First of all, from the primer perspective, the F fund is bonds or debt issued by investment grade corporate and government entities, and along with the debt issuance comes a yield. Currently, well, this is as of the end of last year, the yield was 4.03, meaning that is what's paid by the bonds within the F fund. So you start out with that, which is a good thing to have on your side.
Mm-hmm.
In that way, it's like the G fund, which has a guaranteed rate of payment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, the value of those bonds that you hold in your portfolio can increase, which they do in particular in periods of time when interest rates are declining, because new issues of debt are not issued at as high an interest rate as the old ones. So if you're holding the old ones, they are relatively more valuable.
Now, this is a little bit different than the G, and I think that's the reason maybe that people don't focus on it as much. The information that you have linked up at TSP.gov that we'll link up at federalnewsradio.com says the F fund has market risk, the risk that the value of the underlying securities will decline, and prepayment risk, the risk that the security will be repaid before it matures. And that's one of the attractive things about the G for people is that's, as you call it, and Mike Causey calls it, the never have a bad day fund.
That's exactly right, yes. And you know in advance what that rate is going to be because we announce it at the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So come the 1st of December, you'll be able to find out what the G fund interest rate will be. I don't know what that number is going to be. I think we're currently at 1.75, although I must say I didn't check that before this call.
But shame on you.
For the month of November. Here's the thing, Francis, as they say, that G fund is guaranteed and it has provided a good, solid, positive rate of return, but the F fund returns for the last 10 years have been uniformly positive as well, and it has outperformed the G fund. Now, you have had some ups and some downs and some negative months in there, but no negative years for the last 10 years.
Now, when I think about the F and the way that it would fit into a regular a non-government portfolio, it would take the place that a lot of people use the G fund for in their TSP accounts. The mix that we're doing in my house right now is, because we still have a relatively long window until we need the money, is 60% in what would be the equivalent of the C fund and 30% in what would be the equivalent of the I fund and 10% in what would be the equivalent of the F in bonds. But I would imagine a lot of people who are going for that mix in the TSP just go ahead and go for the G fund, and that's why the F becomes kind of the forgotten fund.
I think you're absolutely right, and I know that we did have that worry at the beginning that the G fund would just overwhelm the F fund because they are both debt issuance funds, and indeed that has happened, but for those who were willing to take on that market risk, they have been rewarded by putting their funds in the F fund.
All right. We're out of time, and I didn't even get a chance to ask you about the S, so let's talk about that next time.
Sounds perfect.
All right. Tom Trabucco of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board.